Okay, I mean, we're in the third one, and it's another Madagascar shot.
Yep, and this time around, we're going to be focusing on the main characters. So we have Alex, Marty, Gloria, and Melman.
So the animals are still trying to escape Madagascar and head back to New York City, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, there's this red meteorite into the sky, which King Julian says comes every year, basically to pelt them with, like, you know, with hot ash, effectively, and which, you know, was like, that's a massive swing, I think, from, like, you know, what we're used to with Madagascar, but I guess when we get to the third movie, I guess it's pretty normal.
Yep.
So they attack this meteorite, and it comes down onto the Madagascan jungle, but then we realize it's not a meteorite, it's Santa Claus.
Yep.
Yeah, and every single year, he pelts them with coal, because that's to punish King Julian for all his selfishness that he shows up throughout the entire year. And it's funny, because, like, King Julian, like, has his own particular day where people, like, you know, shower him with praise and gifts and everything like that. And when Santa Claus lands in the jungle, he has amnesia. And so King Julian manages to manipulate, you know, Santa Claus to basically make him all sorts of gifts and also take part in, like, you know, his day, effectively. And funny enough, this is actually the first, Christmas special that we have from DreamWorks where actually there's a side plot going on in here. So there's a side plot of King Julian, you know, manipulating Santa Claus to create all these, like, gifts and give them all to him. And then he learns a lesson that, you know, oh, he's not so happy anymore because, like, he's taken, you know, effectively Christmas away from all of his loyal subjects. And so then he opens up and says, oh, hey, maybe we should go and give these Christmas gifts to everybody.
Yeah. And then the main plot is actually Alex, Marty, Gloria, and Melman. They have to be the ones to deliver all the presents over to the kids so that they can be able to have the check mark of Santa going through amnesia, and they can be able to have Christmas for everybody, and they don't have to have Christmas completely ruined for everybody around the world. And they decided they're actually going to use this in a different way as well. So after they're done delivering every present, when they head over to New York City to deliver the presents, then they can be able to drop themselves off into the zoo so that they can be able to have their lives back to normal.
Yeah, and also the penguins are back as well.
Yep.
And then we learn they basically have a violent feud with the reindeer for some strange reason.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, the reindeer are from the North Pole, the penguins are from the South Pole. There's, like, this rivalry between the North and the South. So, yeah, I guess I can see where they're coming from with that.
Yeah, I guess. And then, like, you know, one of the reindeer and one of the penguins, like, fall in love with one
another.
Yeah,
one of the reindeers has a... Yeah, and she happens to have a huge crush on, for all the penguins... Private?
I mean, to be fair, we know Private has a sweet soul, don't we, from the last,
yes,
Christmas special. So, like, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised that one of them would fall in love with Private, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, the penguins say that, oh, yeah, you don't need the reindeer, basically you just need the magic dust that basically is inside the sleigh. And
yes.
So, you know, the penguins end up basically being the reindeer, effectively, to dart them all the way around the place. And so, they do all of that, and but then they realize that, they only have enough magic dust effectively to basically make you back to Madagascar and not be able to get back to New York City. So effectively they sacrifice their opportunity to go to New York to basically go back to Madagascar and help out Santa Claus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Effectively. So, I think, in regards to this short, I mean, like, the fact that they had a main plot, a subplot, and, you know, some other little story arcs currently going on this, I mean, like, job well done, I guess to say, for this Christmas special.
Absolutely. I think this is a major improvement over the Penguins Madagascar Christmas caper.
Yeah, well, I think, the Penguins one, I think, was basically just a starter, for that. So, like, that's the first attempt. And then they had a third go at basically doing this Christmas special. And I think, they got this right. Because keep in mind, Shrek the Halls that we reviewed last time, I mean, that only had, particularly one plot, I guess, in regards to that. I think for them to pull off, oh, hey, we've got one plot for the Penguins with the reindeer, you've got another plot for, the main plot with, our main characters, and the fact that you've got, another thing going on between King Julian and Santa Claus, I think, that's really good. You're going to keep a lot of people's attention with that Christmas special, effectively.
Yeah, I do agree. So if you're into both the main plot and the subplot, you're going to be pretty happy with it. And I think that the
I was actually into the subplot for King Julian and Santa Claus. The fact that, King Julian, has this realization that, yeah, maybe being so selfish all the time is probably not in his best interest.
Yeah, and then when he finally gets into the good list, then he wants to challenge Santa Claus again to being back on the naughty list, because, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? King Julian... Julie. I mean, these are just very bizarre. It kind of makes you wonder if, like, Sacha Baron Cohen at that time was probably, like, you know, playing one of his, like, you know, side roles.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
This
the dictator.
Yeah, I was gonna say because this came out in 2009, so this would have been around the same time that The Dictator was in production.
Yeah, General Adnan. He's commandeered the recording studio. Now he's gonna play King Julian for himself. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Yes. It's kind of funny about looking back on the Penguins of Madagascar and then looking into Madagascar 3 and then talking about this special because, you know, it keeps within the line of the first movie. It's obviously taking place before the second movie because they're not in Africa yet. I mean, like the main part of, like the Sahara part of Africa where they're still in Madagascar. And obviously, this took place like years before the third movie where they were all around Europe. So, yeah, it's basically going to back to basics and which it's just, you know, the main animals and the penguins and the lemurs with King Julian over in Madagascar. And yeah, I think that the storyline with Julian and Santa is actually really sweet. I mean, the fact that Santa has amnesia and he's still able to remember how to put toys together and then all the lemurs are like really excited about wanting toys and Julian is just like really jealous. It's like, no, no, this is Julian Day. This is a day for me. You're supposed to give me presents. You're not supposed to have presents. Is your name Julian? And then Santa is basically like feeling sorry for Julian because, of course, you know, he doesn't know that he's Santa, but he's just trying to make Julian happy, even though that it's a day dedicated to him. But then Julian starts feeling guilty that he is taking everybody's presents away. And then when he realizes about the spirit of giving, this is when he starts becoming good for once.
I guess now that you explain it that way, like, it's kind of a bit confusing in a way. So, I mean, like, in Madagascar world, I guess it's Santa who makes all the toys, I guess, and not his elves.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, in different interpretations of the story, Santa is an elf himself. So he was the one who taught the other elves about how to make the toys. So it depends on which Santa lore that you're following.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I guess in Santa Incorporated, I guess, you know, like, he's worked his way up to basically being Santa Claus, and now he's got other people to kind of like do his work. But he steps in when need be, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And don't worry, we'll get into the whole Santa elves thing when we get to Boss Baby.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Stay tuned.
Oh, no.
Anyway, but overall, I would say this is a great improvement over the Madagascar Penguins Christmas Caper. It has a great plot. It has a great subplot. It actually has a great moral about being good to others. And also, it follows along with the continuity of the other Madagascar films. So, I would say pretty good. Go check it out.
Yeah.